Preachers tell us to fear him. Educators profess he's a myth. Some assert they've been possessed by him. Others claim that he is the cause of all evil. And still others worship him in bizarre rituals. He's Satan the devil, the enemy of God. Is he the imaginary creation of ancient fears? Is he really a being that embodies all that is evil? Maybe the greatest lie he's been able to sell is that he doesn't exist. These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
In the Western world, many people find it easy to believe that life has never been better. We enjoy the highest standard of living in history. Many have comfortable, affordable housing, fast, efficient transportation, plenty to eat and drink. We benefit from incomes high enough to meet our basic needs and have plenty left over for many of our wants. But that's not the case for most of humanity. Millions go to sleep with hunger gnawing at their stomachs. Every day, 35,000 children, enough to populate a fair-sized city, die of starvation or disorders related to chronic malnutrition. Cholera, malaria, tuberculosis, and typhoid, almost eradicated in advanced countries, are deadly throughout much of the world. Even in advanced nations, cancer, heart disease, and AIDS kill thousands by the hour. And you know, none of us has experienced a truly peaceful world. War is a constant reality. During the last few decades, humanity has developed the horrifying ability to eliminate all human life. What is the cause of so much conflict, violence, and blatant evil that seems to permeate all of our societies? What is the primary cause for evil in the world today? Is it possible that there really is a devil? Good News radio correspondent David Palmer reports.
Truth is, Gary, there are probably dozens of different religious belief systems and practices that have been labeled Satanism. And according to hundreds of websites on the Internet, there is a devil. There is a Church of Satan. In fact, more than one. And each claim to have thousands, if not millions, of members. One website, with its bright red background and the stereotypical picture of what the devil supposedly looks like, begins with the phrase, "We are looking for a few outstanding individuals." The site refers to man's true nature, that of a carnal beast, and claims to be the world's most powerful religion. Under the heading Theory and Practice, we find the 9 satanic statements, the 11 satanic rules of the earth. For example, if someone bothers you, you ask him to stop. If he does not stop, destroy him. And the 9 satanic sins, all related to giving obedience to Satan. How real is all of this, Gary? Well, very real for those who believe it. For example, in a recent census in Canada and in the province of British Columbia, there were more people who designated their religion on the census form as witch than those who were members of the Salvation Army. But of course, many people see Satanism as nothing more than occultism. Yet when we investigate the horrors of this world, we can't help but wonder why. Why war, death, destruction, starvation, horrifying disease? Did we as a human race really do all of this to ourselves, or were we influenced? Well, if we can believe those who have studied the subject and written books on it, our world has been influenced. Book titles like Satan Wants You, The Cult of Devil Worship in America, Dictionary of Demons, Satanism, The Seduction of America's Youth, and Satanism, A Guide to the Awesome Power of the Devil, contain what the writers claim to be absolute proofs that there indeed is a powerful influence in our world. If they are correct, then what the Bible claims is true. There really is a devil, after all.
Thanks, David. Joining us today on Good News Radio is Steve Myers, a pastor in the United Church of God in Minnesota. Steve, it's great to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me back.
We know we see so much pain, sorrow, conflict, terrorism, just plain evil in the world today. Is there a root cause to evil?
Well, there is one primary cause. And the Bible reveals that it is a powerful, intelligent, extremely influential being that's orchestrating the wickedness that's just dominating our planet. And not surprisingly, most of us have heard of him. The Bible most often calls him the devil and Satan.
You know, I think most people have wondered whether the devil really exists. I mean, after all, to many, the devil seems like a fairy tale character, a sort of grotesque blood-red creature with horns and a pointed tail and bat's wings that carries a pitchfork and lives down in this ever-burning hell. Because I think he's typically depicted so fancifully, it isn't surprising that many people don't take, even Christians sometimes, don't take the idea of a devil seriously. Where would we go to find reliable, accurate information on Satan and in the spirit world?
Well, really, you can only go to one place. The only place that you can depend on is the source, the Bible. Because once you get beyond the Bible, anything that regarding Satan and information on Satan is only mythology and simply speculation. If you believe that the Bible is the Word of God, we understand that that's spiritual knowledge. That's information that you can't find anywhere else. And the Bible specifically tells us straight out that the devil does exist. It explains the fact that he's a being that is so powerful in the spirit world, and that spirit world is every bit as real as our own world. And the Bible shows that Satan is just incredibly powerful as a spirit being, and he influences a tremendous amount just over humanity. And so with him and his demons, the devils that are with him, the Bible talks about him very often, and he shows up right at the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis and goes throughout all the way to the book of Revelation. And so the Bible tells us a tremendous amount about this being called the devil.
Okay, but doesn't the modern religious individual have a more sophisticated, I guess, a cultured view of Satan as a myth?
Well, I think that's the postmodern view, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, you know, the devil is just simply an idea, nothing more than that. You know, it's just mankind himself that's controlling these things. But the serious side of things, that if we accept Jesus Christ as real, if we accept the Son of God as real, if we accept God as real and the Bible as real and truthful, we have to accept the fact that the devil is real. Jesus Christ himself spoke of the devil as a powerful, conscious, real being. Over and over again, you look throughout the New Testament, it shows Satan to be Christ's enemy. And he was determined to thwart and undermine the work of Jesus Christ. Even before his ministry began, Satan tried to tempt Jesus Christ and turn him aside from his purpose. And, of course, Christ said, "Get behind me, Satan." And Satan was finally out of the life of Jesus Christ. In that sense, Christ overcame him, but Satan was allowed to influence other human beings that ultimately executed Jesus Christ. And so, absolutely, the Bible says Satan is a real, powerful being.
So how does the Bible then describe Satan?
Well, it describes it in many ways. One of the most interesting ways is how Peter describes him. In Luke 22, verse 31, he says, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." And so that is a really striking analogy there, that the devil is an enemy. He's like a lion. He hides in the bushes and he sneaks up on people. And he is an enemy of all of Jesus Christ's followers. And there's even, you know, more to the story when you start studying this idea and this concept and this being called Satan. It's in the Bible right from the beginning to the end, and it describes him as an enemy of all humanity, not just Christians, not just Jesus Christ, but he wages war against human beings in every possible way that he can think of. You look up the word devil in the Greek, and it's the Greek word diabolos. That's where we get our words diabolic or diabolical, because he's sinister, he's wicked, he's an accuser, he's a slanderer. And so his character, his very nature, is described so well just in his name. And in fact, Christ said Satan was the father of lies. The father of lies. John 8:44. He said there's no truth in him. Can you imagine a being with no truth? No truth at all. And so it's through that lying nature, his deceitfulness, that's the main way that Satan successfully just influences mankind. In fact, Revelation 12:9 says that he deceives the whole world. The whole world.
Can this being we call the devil actually influence you in thoughts and actions? Or is this just a medieval superstition? We'll be back with Steve Myers right after this.
Why does so much conflict, violence, and downright evil permeate our societies? Why such chaos and confusion for the majority of mankind? Things do not just happen without someone or something causing them to happen. You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all humanity. Call for your copy right now. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Welcome back to Good News Radio. Steve Myers has joined us via telephone hookup, and we've been talking about the devil, Satan, and what an evil being he really is. You know, I think, Steve, a question all thinking people are faced with when we face evil is why would a good and loving and great God allow such a being as Satan to influence human beings?
That's a great question, because I think logical people ask that question and don't know how to answer it. But really, the answer is pretty simple when you really think about it. Why would a good, great God allow evil? Would he allow an evil being to influence us? Well, if you go right back to the beginning of the Bible, we begin to see the answer. Genesis 1:26, it says, God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Now that passage gives us a clue, because we begin to see that God created us, human beings, to be like him. We're supposed to have rule. We're supposed to have dominion over the creation. We're supposed to learn responsibility. We're supposed to learn to properly govern things. We're supposed to learn how to discern right from wrong, good from bad, what's silly and what's wise. And so if we're going to learn those things, and if we're going to have dominion, if we're going to rule, that means we have to learn how to make wise choices. So right from the very start, God pointed out the right way. He said, here it is, go this way. But he allows us to make those choices. He allows us to be exposed to influences and wants us to choose the right, but gives us the opportunity to choose ourselves. And so God allowed Satan then, the evil one. He allowed him to enter the Garden of Eden way back at the very beginning. He talked about his influences. He gave his thoughts on what Adam and Eve should do after God had already told them what they needed to do, and they had to make a choice. And so we know what happened. They chose to follow Satan rather than following God. And so we see how mankind went off track right from the very beginning.
You know, so God has allowed Satan, of course, to influence humanity. And that explains evil. And that explains why a loving God would do that, because he wants us to make choices. He wants us to learn. He wants us to consciously accept good over evil. And that makes sense. That's reasonable. But so I guess we have to ask then, because I think a lot of people think, well, Satan doesn't influence me. You know, he may influence other people or something, but there's no some being out here I can't see that influences my mind. So how invasive is Satan's influence?
Great question, because normally we'd say, well, I'm not influenced by that. Nobody influences me.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting to realize that God didn't make us robots. If God wanted robots, he would have created us that way, but he wanted us to be thinking logical beings that would choose good over evil. And yet, we see this influence all around us. The Bible is very clear that not only individuals are persuaded by his ways, but even entire societies, civilizations are influenced by Satan. 1 John 5:19, the Apostle John wrote, "The whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one." That doesn't even seem possible, but boy, you begin to look at history, and you can see how civilizations have been just seduced by Satan, because he's so deceptive, he's so persuasive, he's so insidious in his lies. And so it's so complete, that influence, that the Apostle Paul called him the God of this age. He is the God. He's the one who's worshipped, in other words. That's what the Greek says, the one who is worshipped in this age. Satan has a stranglehold on humanity because most people don't even believe the Bible. They don't understand the gospel. They don't understand about Jesus Christ. They don't understand his plan. They don't understand what he was about. They don't understand his message. And yet, Paul was very clear about that pervasiveness of Satan, how he was so influential. He said in 2 Corinthians 4:3, if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. And of course, if you're blinded, and in this world, you don't even realize you're blinded. And so that's where I think most people are. They don't think they've been influenced, but in actuality, the Bible makes it very clear. They have been unknowingly influenced. And so this influence over humanity, people worship the devil in a sense, and they don't even realize it. They don't even realize what they're doing is in response to Satan's influence. And it's so amazing. The Bible is very plain. And if you begin to understand that, you can see why is this world such a mess?
But, you know, how does he do this? I mean, how does this being that we can't see, how can he blind humanity? How could he turn all of humanity towards evil?
Well, Satan is also known as the deceiver. I mean, he is a fantastic con artist, and in a sense, he's a counterfeiter. He's a counterfeiter. He counterfeits the truth. So things look good, they look like the truth, they look right, but in actuality, it's all wrong. And he does it in a number of ways. First of all, he throws out a different Jesus Christ than what is really taught in the Bible. There's a false Christ, a false church, a false understanding that's out there in religion. And so the Jesus that most people hear about today, it's a counterfeit. It's not reality. And most of Christianity is built around a false Christ. So even though it looks good, it looks truthful, here Satan has counterfeited the truth. And so if people would study their Bibles, look at what the church was like in the early New Testament. And what do we see today? Something so different of a false church, a false Christ. So Satan is a counterfeiter. He's a deceiver. And these deceptions not only are in religion, but it's also in our emotions, in a sense. Because in some cases, he makes things look so religious, like they're inspired by God's Spirit. And in actuality, all it is pure emotionalism. And so people are impressed by things they see or things the way that they feel, rather than by the fruit of God, the fruit of God's Spirit. Look at Galatians 5:22. It lists what that's all about, the fruit of the Spirit. And yet, people are so taken in by how they feel or the emotionalism of their religion rather than what the truth is. And so God's Spirit, in a sense, is counterfeited by Satan as well. And I think one of the other ways that certainly Satan twists things around and shows himself as the great counterfeiter is the fact that he twists the message of the gospel, Jesus' message. You don't hear about much about Jesus' message. You hear about Jesus himself. You hear about him as our Lord. You hear about him as a person, but you don't hear the message of the gospel today. And so, in some ways, Satan's got this grip on people because they don't understand what the good news, what the gospel really is. And so, Satan can just snatch people into his way because they don't understand. And so there's no doubt, as a great con artist, Satan is a powerful deceiver. So he counterfeits the truth so that we don't even realize that we're going off the wrong direction.
We want to take a break to let everybody know how they can get their free copy of Is There Really a Devil? And then we'll be right back with Steve Myers.
You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
We've been discussing the reality of the devil and his influence on mankind with Pastor Steve Myers. You know, he is a powerful being. We've talked about that. He is real. He is out to destroy mankind. As Christians, of course, we take his influence seriously. So surely it should be easy for us to recognize him.
Well, no doubt. If you look at the devil, you would say, well, he's that little being that people get in their minds with the pitchfork and the red devil and all that sort of thing. But, you know, obviously people don't recognize him. We'd probably find him attractive. We'd probably find him educated. We'd find him interesting and persuasive. And yet, you know, he's not like that at all. The Bible describes him as he appears as an angel of light, but in reality, you know, he's the prince of darkness. And so he can put on a good show, but in reality, he is the enemy.
You know, I find it fascinating in John 8, 43 and 44, Christ says Satan is a murderer and a liar. Now, Jesus says of himself that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So what a contrast and opposites here. We have Christ who gives life, who gives truth. We have Satan who lies and takes away life.
And I think that's where you see the contrast. You see the difference. You see the counterfeiting of Satan, because he can look good, but in reality, he's exactly the opposite of everything that God stands for. He's a destroyer.
You know, what a contrast. We look at Satan as destroyer and God as creator. I mean, God is the one who builds. He gives beauty. He gives love. He gives this incredible creation. And Satan wants to destroy. I mean, what does he want to destroy?
Satan wants to ruin everything. He wants to ruin everything that's possible, whether it be God's plan, whether it be murdering God's people, whether it be fighting Jesus Christ. Whatever it is, Satan wants to ruin it. He doesn't want anyone to have the opportunity for eternal life. And so he's going to fight that. And the Bible talks about that. If you read your Bible, Revelation 9, Revelation 12, those sections of Scripture talk about the fact that Satan is beginning to understand that his time is about up, and he's going to be lashing out against the world. And so even in the farther chapters in Revelation, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 7, Satan is going to be restrained, and even after being restrained and in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years, he's going to come out and he's going to deceive again, and he's going to bring nations to battle against Jerusalem again. And so it is just amazing that he is just out to get anything and everything he can. But ultimately, he's going to be taken care of by God so that he won't be able to influence mankind anymore.
We're almost out of time, but let's just briefly touch, you know, if he's such a powerful being, how can we as human beings resist him?
Well, James 4:7, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you, just like Jesus Christ did when he was tempted. It says if you're willing to submit to God, that he will draw near to you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you, James 4:8 says. And so we have to change our mind. We have to repent. We have to turn towards God and really seek to get rid of Satan's way of thinking. See how he has influenced us and overcome that through the Spirit of God. And so we can resist it as we remain close to God. And so we want to use God and his Spirit to wash Satan's influence right out of our minds. And so we have to acknowledge our sins. We got to repent. And then when we repent, we begin to understand God's word more deeply, and then we have to obey. We obey his instructions. We obey God's commands. And then we can have our minds cleaned up. The Bible says that God can wash away our evil thoughts and our motives. And so certainly we need to do that. And so we put on the armor of God. The Bible also talks about that we put on that armor that Ephesians 6:10 talks about, that we are strong in the Lord and the strength of His power. And so we do exactly as the opposite of Satan. We turn toward God, we repent, we change, and we commit our lives into God's hands. And He'll provide us the defense.
Well, Steve, thanks for a great discussion today on Good News Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Is there really a devil? Yes, absolutely. But God assures us the time is coming when Satan and his works, suffering, misery, mental anguish, mourning, will be no more. You can receive your free copy of Is There Really a Devil by calling this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232, 1-800-966-9232. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping the future God wants for you and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
You've been listening to the Good News Radio program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.